2018, we've now discovered that there were only 74 social houses built across Donegal, and there were 79 houses purchased, and that's for Donegal County Council and for approved housing bodies. So that's a total of 153 across the entire county. Now, the real housing need in Donegal is 2,500 approximately. We're talking about 6% last year of that housing need that was met. So what happens? Well, we are pushing huge numbers of families into private rental accommodation through the housing assistance payments. And this means that there's less and less private houses available for rent. It's getting more and more difficult for families to find landlords that will work with the housing assistance payment. And of course, families who can't avail of that payment, who are working families, are paying higher and higher rents. So we have a real crisis in the county, and the government need to wake up to this.
And indeed, as you mentioned, the private rental sector. In fact, in this sector, the rents are increasing more and more, so it's having a knock-on effect altogether.
Absolutely. I mean, there are less and less houses available, particularly in the larger towns. I have come across families through no fault of their own who have been told by their landlord that they're going to sell the houses. You need to find alternative accommodation. And then when they go looking for that accommodation, they can't find it. So in effect, they are homeless. There's also a challenge that I pose to Donegal County Council. I believe that they urgently need to meet councillors, planners, building contractors and architects and go back over the zoning issues in towns and villages across the county, because I know there are real problems here in getting housing schemes up and running.